for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Thank you for being a friend. Traveling down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
This is my song to catch today.
What time is it?
It's party time. It's Friday. What time is it? It's fucking Golden Girls time.
I know.
I'll give you the reason. I don't want to miss this song. Check it out. This is the extended version. It's 1 minute and 2 seconds. How's that extended?
No, I'm confused because there's four of them, right?
Yeah, who's the friend?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The biggest gift would be from me. How would two people, it would always be biggest?
Well, it said if you threw a party and invited everybody with me. I wonder if it's Betty White singing. Or if it's B. Arthur.
I don't know. I don't think any of them actually sing it, right?
So you guys can shut off the episode right now. It's Friday. You got time to go watch two episodes of the Golden Girls.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're not busy...
Thank you for being a friend and listener.
Yeah, thanks for being listeners to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. And we want you to go up to Portland if you love the Golden Girls. And you can watch... it's a comedy show at the Funhouse Lounge, which is right around the corner from Helium Comedy Club on Hawthorne there. It's the Golden Girls Live, where four men, local Portland comedians, dress in drag and act out actual episodes of the Golden Girls.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's all called right. Golden Girls Live at the Funhouse Lounge, Portland, Oregon. They did it for like 3 weeks, four shows a weekend. Like, they fucking put that shit out there. So it's something they did before. They're doing it again now.
Right on.
Dustin was saying something about having an old song from a show, and that's what I picked, Golden Girls. So yeah. Here we are, and it's Friday. And
Lunch.
You know what time it is?
It's time for...
It's fucking party time.
Party time.
It's Friday. It's party time.
It's the biggest gift.
It's the gift before the gift.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest gift?
That's in the song.
Oh, that's right. The biggest gift would be for me.
But yeah, and it's like if you got two people, right? Because there's three of them. I mean, say like Rose is singing it. It's Dorothy's party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so is Rose saying the biggest gift would be from her? Or is Blanche saying... that the biggest gift would be from her.
I think it was...
And what's Sophia doing?
She's the oldest one, right?
Yeah.
She's left out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's her party.
But she's the second biggest man killer, right? Because Blanche is the man... She gets all the men, right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
chases all the men. And then Sophia, she was pretty risque, too.
Yeah, but Betty White older. Just didn't come out about it. She was doing it, but it was behind closed mm-hmm. doors.
Yep.
She came behind my door one time.
Jeffrey Tambor was on there once. He
really?
Dated Dorothy, I do believe.
That's awesome.
Or was maybe he was her ex-husband. But
he was on.
I saw him on there.
He was on Three's Company quite a bit too, and the spinoff from that called The Ropers.
Yeah,
he was the Roper's neighbor. He had kind of a hot wife.
Dude, check this out. Now this will blow your mind. Like that Jack in the Box commercial.
Do it. Blow it.
Dude, I was watching Three's Company the other day.
Yep.
And fucking, it was a Furley Roper episode.
What?
They were both in there.
What?
They were both in the
what
episode.
What was Furley doing there?
Dude, he was sleeping with Roper's wife!
Mind blown.
Dude, he was fucking... Furley was there, and some shenanigans were going on.
Hold on.
He was in the bed with Mr. Roper's wife. And
so was he just introduced as the owner of the building's brother?
Was that what the relationship was?
Uh-huh, because his brother Bart owned the building, and after the Ropers moved, he got elected.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, but they were just like...
But was he playing Furley, the same character?
I think he was, yeah. And then, but they came. He came in, and for some reason, they were both in the bed, Mrs. Roper and Mr. Furley.
Wow.
And then Mr. Roper came in, saw them, and then to make Mr. Roper jealous. Mrs. Roper played as if they were having something. And
she
Don
was
Knotts
doing
was
that.
Yep. Don Knotts was doing his funny faces with his eyes wide and opened.
That's what I was just doing.
And and then they were gonna fight, and so they had their fisticuffs out, and they were doing that whole thing, and Don Knotts was doing karate, and he kept going hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Hi-ya, and he kept doing karate chops, like, right to his groin, like, really tight.
To his own groin?
Yeah, into his body, like, you know, he couldn't hit anybody. He's just kind of posing with the, and he kept doing that, like.
To scare him.
Almost in a Family Guy, this joke is going on too long, so it's funny again kind of a thing.
Hi-ya, hi-ya. Like,
all the way into the commercial break and out the door as they're pushing him out the door.
I don't think I ever saw.
So that
was
pretty funny.
I thought I had watched all Three's Company episodes, and I knew all the ins and outs of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I never saw the Furley Roper episode.
Yeah, I was surprised because I was confused because I was like, I didn't know they overlapped. I thought one clearly left, and then
was that like on a TV Land on TV or was it on
the
Hulu?
Furleys before the Ropers?
No, the Ropers were the original ones.
Okay,
and then they moved on and had their spinoff called the Ropers.
Okay, and then the Furley came in.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was
the
that,
final episode.
Well, maybe it was like an early cameo by the Furley.
To introduce
and
him.
And then later on they thought, well, who are we going to replace the Ropers with? Well, Don Knotts was pretty funny. What if we brought the Furley in to do it?
Yeah.
And
old RF saved
yeah.
the day.
Yeah.
From the Apple Dumpling game.
Yeah. He was always hilarious, though. I mean, even in the...
45.
Yep.
He was a funny. He always had those big eyes and his fucking his mouth. He would like do that thing with his lips where he'd go. Or mm-hmm. not, I just did a what you talking about Willis, but that's not what I meant.
Versus
his lips.
He had a rubber face.
He did have a rubber.
He did a lot of those old Disney movies too, didn't he?
I think so.
Wasn't he like the cat from outer space?
Probably. And movies
that
with
cat
like
was from outer space.
Ruth Buzzo. Remember Ruth Buzzo? I mean, Ruth Buzzy. I was thinking of the guy from the Melvins. Ruth Buzzy. You don't remember Ruth Buzzy?
Is that a show?
No, it's a lady. And she's an actress, and she used to do a kid's show. Not a kid's show, but like a, I don't know, it reminds me of whatever we were just talking about. Dom Knotts. And Jim Nabors was in it with Ruth Buzzy, and she did a lot of shows with Don Knotts, I thought. But I might be wrong.
She was an actress and comedian.
Yeah, she had frizzy hair.
Ruth Buzzy.
I think Ruth Buzzo.
Ruth Buzzy, she's still alive.
I don't doubt it. She's got frizzy
77.
Hair.
She's from Rhode Island.
Ooh, is land.
Yep, and she had a career.
She did.
Allen's show, Gary Moore's show.
She had a short-lived series with Jim Nabors, I'm pretty sure, in the 70s. I don't know why my memory's telling. I thought it was a space show, like a space-themed show. With Ruth
the space
Buzzy.
Theme show?
Yeah, with Ruth Buzzy. This is just my childhood memory.
Baggy Pants and the Nitwits?
Is that it?
That's a show.
Do they wear like silver space suits?
On Laugh-In. No, wait. NBC collectively called these two characters the Nitwits, and they had an animated series in the mid-70s, Baggy Pants and the Nitwits.
I think it was called The Lost Saucer.
Oh. The Lost Saucer.
Yep.
Yep.
Jim Nabors, Ruth Buzzy.
Sid and Marty Krop.
Oh, and look who else was in it. Jared Johnson.
No.
A flying saucer lands on a modern day Earth, and the two characters who fly it, Fee and Fum, are the thing of the show, or the main characters. Wow.
Yep.
That's fucking...
She was also on the
Gomer Pyle
series.
That's Gomer Pyle. Man, my brain.
She's still on Sesame Street.
My brain amazes me sometimes.
As Susie Kabluzy.
Hello, a 77-year-old Susie Kabluzy.
Yep, she was a celebrity judge on The Gong.
Yes, along with J.P. Morgan and all those people.
So. Interesting. You know what else is also interesting? It's Helen Keller Day.
It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Helen Keller. Oh, you
Helen Keller Day. Go out and get tested for AIDS for Helen Keller.
What does that do?
Because if you get AIDS, you go blind.
But what does that have to do with Helen Keller? Because she's blind. She can't speak or see. She's like...
No, she could speak. No, she was deaf and blind.
Barely. She could say, "Wah, wah." I watched Melissa from the fucking Little House on the Prairie with Patty Duke, and she was going, "Wah, wah."
You know what? She loved dogs. Even so far, she loved hot dogs.
She loved peanut butter on her... Never mind.
She'd never know. Right?
She's like, why is this dog being so friendly?
You know, and this is, she wrote to 8 presidents and got letters from all of them back.
How could she write, dude?
Dude, she was an excellent typist.
Oh, she tipped?
She used a typewriter as well as a braille writer, and she was a better typist than her teacher.
That's weird, because I heard that blind people don't tip.
She visited 39 countries around the world.
I also heard that lepers don't tip.
Do you think it made a difference for her traveling?
Dude, this is, you know, when we're talking, it's in the 1800s, brah.
Dude, but she was blind and deaf, so you could have just sat her in a chair and told her she was flying in a plane to Thailand.
Sorry for the noise, Miss. Oh, wait, you can't even say sorry.
Yeah, she wouldn't hear the noise.
What do you do, sign in her hand?
You just kind of shake the chair. Yep, that's how she initially learned, and then...
So you sign in her hand and say, "We are flying to Paris."
Mm-hmm. And then at some point, she had to learn that everything had a different name, right?
And they say,
because if you didn't know, if you're deaf and blind, you wouldn't even know that things had a name, would you?
How would you know, like, what colors were?
Exactly.
How would you know what the name of a color is? Because you can't hear the name, and you can't read it, and you can't...
Yep, so they signed her in her hand and wrote, like, letters out when they were running water on her hand. And that is, But she was friends with Mark Twain. So what tell me, is that like, come on, really?
That's because that she can't.
Because they hung out a little bit? They were friends? I mean,
he's going to want to hang out with her because she's not going to make fun of his mustache. Would she be like, "Mark"? Or wait, she can't even say, "Mark my words."
Yeah.
She just touched
his face.
What kind
of correspondence would you have, I guess?
With a deaf, dumb, and... Well, just think of the movie Tommy, which you've never seen all the way through.
He played a mean pinball.
He did, but he couldn't see or talk or anything. But that happened after he had a traumatic experience, and his parents told him, "You never saw that. You never heard it. You'll never see anything again. You'll never hear anything again. You'll never speak another word of this to anyone." And then he went blind, deaf, and dumb because they... did you know that? He saw his mom, slutty old Ann Margaret, fucking some other guy while his dad was off fighting for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "You didn't see shit. You're never going to see shit again. You didn't hear it. You ain't hearing shit. You'll never speak a word of this to anybody. Blind, deaf, and dumb. But I sure can play some mean pinball."
I know,
who
should.
The fuck took the drugs to write that song? Oh, here comes Eric Clapton, a fucking acided out guitar player. And Tina Turner? Sure, let's give her a part, too. She's the acid queen. Oh,
I thought she was Thunderdome queen.
That was later.
No.
That was after she escaped the wrath of fucking, what's his name?
She lost her sight and hearing at the age of 2.
Well, did the parents even look for it anywhere? Or?
Nope. They found it later under the bed, but it was later after she had died.
Kids are so irresponsible. Like,
you know,
I give you sight and hearing and you just lose it. By the time you're 2, you had lost both your sight and your hearing.
Yep.
Now you have no ability to learn how to speak, you stupid little fuck. If I had Helen Keller as a baby, I probably would have Helen killed her.
She died in her sleep.
Well, good, good.
You know, I always confused, though, Helen Keller and Anne Frank.
Anne Frank?
Yeah, aren't they the same people? I never saw them in the same room together.
Neither did Helen.
I never saw many people in the same room as Anne Frank.
You know
Frank.
What I'm thinking that you're thinking?
Oh.
I'm thinking that you're thinking that the lady who played the lady who taught Helen Keller in the movie...
Uh-huh. Which also was, played Anne Frank?
No, but her name was Patty Duke. And that sounds just like Anne Frank.
I heard Patty Duke was Anne Frank.
Maybe she did play Anne Frank. Google that.
All right. I'm going to look up Patty Duke nude.
Patty Duke nudes. I wonder if you can find Anne Frank nudes. Because there was a cool, it was a skit on The Whitest Kids You Know.
Uh-huh.
And it was these guys at the in the war in uh-huh. Nazi Germany.
And they were looking up Patty Duke nudes?
No, they found this diary of this little girl named Anne Frank, and he was reading it out loud to all his friends, and he's like, yeah, it's all this torturous shit, you know? Yep. And he's reading it, and this one friend's like, that's not cool, dude. That's like personal stuff from some little kid. You shouldn't be reading out loud. He's like, bullshit, I'm taking this back to the States and making a killing off of it. He goes, you know how much people pay to read this shit? It's awesome. Poor little Anne Frank. And Franklin.
Yep. I don't see anything for Anne Frank nude.
Dang it.
That should be, why doesn't a porn star come up with that name? And just take that name. They always take a name. Or Frank Anne.
How about Anne Franks? She likes
Frankly Anne's.
How about Betty Crocker nudes?
okay.
Nothing. Oh, a cake. Betty White naked.
Oh, wow. That's happened, though, right?
I think it's about to happen right now.
Dude, they were all hot when they were younger. Yep. No, Patty Duke was born Anna Duke. And then she would play to Helen and the Miracle Worker. In a play.
Huh. It's crazy.
Oh, and in The Clerks 2, the two lead characters argue because one of them has confused Helen Keller and Anne Frank.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just make that up?
I don't think I ever saw Clerks 2. I only watched part one.
So you're telling me that you guys just thought the same thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. Kevin Bacon Smith. Did you know Kevin Smith and Will Smith are related?
Uh-uh.
Yep, they're bros. You should tweet. You should tweet Bruce Springsteen and ask him if Kevin Smith and Will Smith are related.
Why would he know that?
Because doesn't he know?
Oh dang it! They got a black bar over her boobs.
Who? Patty Duke?
Betty White.
Anne Frank.
Naked Betty White.
Naked Betty White.
That should be a band.
It should be.
Nude Betty White. Or wonder which is better, because nude, you know what the difference between nude and naked is?
What?
Nude is when it's okay. Nude is when you took your clothes off and you want someone to look at you, but when you get caught naked, that means that you got caught naked.
Yep.
Dude, it doesn't...
What about buff? When you're just in the buff?
I don't know, but why do they have to put a black bar over her boobs?
Because they're in prison?
No, dude. You know, like the black bar over your eyeballs?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those kind of black bars. Like on the AC/DC Dirty Deeds of Dirty.
Yeah. Well, I thought that happened after Tipper Gore.
No. That was just people who didn't give permission. You know. Tipper Gore says there shall be no stranger's eyeballs on any records. It'll make the kids do crazy stuff.
Yep.
No stranger's eyeballs.
No stranger's eyeballs.
Anywhere you look, yeah.
What's the last movie you watched?
A movie? I haven't watched a movie for a while.
Rapture Palooza.
I might have watched one since then.
Twin Peaks.
Well, I know how I can find out. I'll go to my
Spartacus.
Netflix.
Spartacus.
Oh, yeah. I just watched 300 twice.
Did you?
No.
You watched 600?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Have you ever watched all the movies on Netflix that begin with a number in the alphabet?
No.
Like, yeah.
All right. No. I could try. Okay, what I've recently watched. It's a movie, but it doesn't count. Eddie Murphy Delirious. That was today. Oh, I watched Machete Kills last week.
They don't have Machete 1 on there anymore.
Nope. I watched Trailer Park Boys Live in fucking Dublin. Short Poppies, that is a series, so that's not a movie. And then we'll have to go back a ways. I rewatched the movie Fargo.
Sleepwalkers.
No.
Shawshank Redemption with Carrot Top.
I watched Albino Alligator, but we talked about that. That was months ago.
Did you see that movie with Tim Robbins and Tim Oliphant in the same room?
No. Two Tims and an elephant in the same room?
Mm-hmm.
Let me address the Oliphant in the room. I wonder if anybody's ever said that to him.
You know,
it's like, I think it's about time that somebody addresses the Oliphant in the room. I'm going to tweet that to him right now.
Do you consider Apt Pupil a Stephen King movie?
Of course it is. It's a, well.
You do?
It's a movie based on his book. So, yeah, sure, I do. What do you?
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
All right. Where does it rank among the movies? It's probably better than, like, Langoliers.
And I'd say it's better than...
Bag of Bones.
I think it's better than Christine. Because Christine's pretty corny.
And it is.
It's a classic. It's a classic, but it's...
What about the movie Cell?
With Jennifer Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez? Do you know she's never seen that episode of South Park?
What? How do you know that?
Because she said... Oh, I'm busted.
She said that?
My wife was watching this show called...
What show was it?
It's that show with that gay dude that does the Real Housewives after shows.
Ross?
Watch it. No.
Hello, Ross?
No, Andy something. I think he was from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy originally.
Oh, okay.
He has a show on Bravo after the Real Housewives called... Something that I can't remember. Anyway, Lopez was on there, and he asked her, because he always asks some pretty funny questions, if she'd ever seen the South Park with Jennifer Lopez. And she said, no, I've heard about it a lot. I've heard people ask me all the time, but I've never watched it. And she had a couple chicks that was like her entourage or whatever that were with her, but they weren't on stage. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got to watch it. It's hilarious. I said, yeah, your hand is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, Cartman's hand.
He has sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's never seen that before.
So. What about The Mangler?
It was okay. It had Robert Englund in it from the Nightmare on Elm Street fame.
Yep.
Now,
what about Mercy? It's a recent one from 2012.
It's not Stephen King, is it?
No, it's StephenKing.com/library/movies.
Mercy?
Mercy.
Never heard of it, bro.
Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, 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 Stephen King.
Is that how it goes?
Yep.
How do you spell Oliphant? O-L-Y-P-H-A.
It's based on the short story, Grandma.
Oh. From one of his short story collections, obviously.
It's based on the short story, Grandma. Have you ever read that story?
I probably have, but I don't recall it right off the top of my head because he's got a lot of short stories. I've read Skeleton Crew. I've read... Everything's Eventual. I've read several.
What about Secret Window?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's got Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. That was you knew that was a Stephen King movie?
Yeah.
What about The Night Flyer?
Yeah.
Is that good? Or is it a cheesy King?
It's kind of cheese, but I read
the book. It's like Riding the Bullet.
It's about this thing, that, like a monster-y kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That like attacks kids on a school bus or something, but I don't know.
I never knew Sleepwalkers was a Stephen King.
Oh, yeah. I totally did. Read that book, too, and Tommyknockers.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepwalkers and Tommyknockers.
Hmm. 1408.
Yeah. That's a hotel room number. That's a Stephen King. What about Rose Red? What about Rose Matter? What about...
What about Mr. Mercedes?
Never heard that one.
That's his new book.
Oh, yeah, but it's not a movie.
Yeah, but it's now available. Have you read it?
No, I haven't. I heard some reviews via Corey Fry, area journalist for the newspaper. He's been writing some posts about it.
Uh-huh.
Reminding me that it came out, but I haven't had my Kindle for so long. I haven't been getting any new books.
You could read the audio book.
I can't read audio, dude. You listen to it. That's always funny when you say that.
There's a movie coming out called A Good Marriage.
Yeah.
Which is a movie based on a movie on his book.
A movie on his book?
Yeah, it's based on the soundtrack of the movie from Stand By Me. What? It's based on a book about the soundtrack from the movie Stand By Me.
You're making up stuff now.
It's based on a book.
I heard you.
About the soundtrack.
I heard that.
Of Stand By Me.
I heard all that.
I remember all... the soundtrack of Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Some guy wrote a book about that. Now they're making that into a movie.
That's not true. That can't be true.
And you can find that movie on audiobook.
Well, stranger things have happened. I actually doubt it, but I don't. I've lost my leg. No.
So what's the best Stephen King movie?
The Shining. The original.
All right.
That's my opinion.
What about Dead Things?
Dead Things?
Dead Zone.
Oh, that with Christopher Walken, I really enjoyed that too. The Cujo, pretty good with Dee Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of enjoyed that Timothy guy in Sometimes They Come Back Again.
That's not on his site.
Sometimes They Come Back?
Neither one.
Sometimes They Come Back Again? Again?
Yep, more Sometimes They Don't Come Back.
I think there
back.
Was three of them, dude.
Yep.
Huh. They're not on there at all?
Interesting, nope. It's not listed on there.
Well, it's definitely a movie made out of one of his books.
It is.
It definitely is. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
See, what else? I liked Children of the Corn, the first one, even though it was corny.
1 through 8.
Maximum Overdrive was okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know who else ended up in that? It not only had Gus Fring, it also had the black commissioner from The Wire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What movie?
Fucking Maximum Overdrive that had Gus in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gus, it had the Gus in there. And then
he got killed by a video game.
Yep.
And then that black dude was like a biker or something, and he was in that same place.
So. And then Chris Rock was in there, too.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he played that little kid.
I don't believe that. Are you making up stories now?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Hey.
You know Chris Rock wasn't in The Rock? Neither was The Rock.
Neither was Chris. Yep. Christofferson.
Or Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker is Chris Rock.
I thought he was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's an idiot. I don't know why, but I don't like him.
Think like a man, too.
I don't. And Ice Cube said that he was obnoxious on set.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's a dick, obviously.
I can see. He's probably got a big head.
He's short, though.
So what's Mr. Mercedes about this in the book and the thing?
I'm not too sure.
In the gloomy pre-dawn hours of a distressed Midwestern city. So it's pre-dawn hours of a distressed... Name a distressed Midwestern city.
Well, it's probably going to be a smaller town that we might not know about, but a Midwestern city that's distressed. Could that be not Detroit?
All right, Detroit. And so it's early on in like a suburb of Detroit. Hundreds of unemployed hopefuls are lined up for a job fair. For a job fair, right? So, you know, people lining up in the pre-dawn hours in Detroit at a job fair. Without warning, a merciless driver plows through the crowd in a roaring Mercedes.
O-M-G.
8 people are killed, 15 are wounded. The killer escapes into the early spring fog, never to be seen from again.
The early spring fog?
Until now.
This time.
Detective Bill Hodges is a battle-hardened and streetwise crime fighter originally assigned to the Mercedes killings. Now retired, he's lost his way in boredom and depression, craving the thrills of taking down the region's most notorious criminals.
And this time, he means business.
And then a letter comes from the Mercedes killer at his door. He finds himself into the cat-and-mouse pursuit with stakes beyond comprehension.
And this time, he means business.
Stephen King's first hard-boiled detective tale. It will transport you into a vibrant and dangerous world filled with gritty characters living on the bleeding edge of reason.
It's just like an egg.
Be prepared, because Mr. Mercedes is now available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook.
Don't drink and drive.
Listen to an audiobook excerpt.
Oh, man. The last word will have to overdub.
Excerpt.
And this time, he means business.
Excerpt. Well, you can listen to 13 minutes.
Using your title, even though you have been retired for 6 months.
That's not Stephen King, is
it? I feel that if incompetent judges, venal politicians, and stupid military commanders can...
That's Macaulay Culkin.
I don't believe it. Yep. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He just does Home Alone readings.
It's the first novel of a trilogy, he said on his personal Twitter account. He didn't use a fake personal Twitter account. He used his personal one.
Wow.
It's the first novel in a projected trilogy. The next one will be titled Finders Keepers and is expected next year.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome. And there's a limited run of clothing you can buy, Mr. Mercedes. You can buy a shirt that says Mr. Mercedes on it, and people will say, what's that mean? And you'll say, look,
it's the new
Mr.
book
Mercedes.
By Stephen King.
Obviously, you don't know. You'll be approached by other people who like Stephen King and go, hey, I know what your shirt means. And you'll go, get away from me, you creep. You read it? You're probably trying to kill me because you're a Stephen King fan.
Whoa. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to wait till the first to get that, probably.
Because of Stephen King, he's got a bird on his logo. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I put a bird on it.
Yeah, he does.
It's a signet.
He does.
Isn't that from his book thing?
I don't know. It's got a bird on it. Look at his logo there at the top. It's got a bird on it.
Oh, it's a mean bird, though. It's like it doesn't look black, but it is.
But he put a bird on it.
Because that's what he likes, Portland.
Dude, we came up with shit bird shit before that.
We did? Oh, yeah, you might be a bird.
You might be a bird. That was way before putting a bird on it.
If you shit white.
You might be a bird.
If you take a bath in the yard.
You might be a bird.
If you eat berries and then shit purple, you might be a bird. Here's a man caught pissing on cough drops in a drugstore. Why do
people peeing on cough drops?
Yeah. He was just like peeing.
So, okay, you go into a store and you're looking for some cough drops.
And they're all wet.
Or you're looking to pee. Or both, right?
Right.
So let's say you got both of those. Why would you pee on cough drops? Would you want them to be a sticky mass of one big giant cough drop? Is that your gag? Or are you like peeing on them and then hoping that somebody like puts them in their mouth, but you won't see that. You're not going to get any laughs out of that.
I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Is it a rack of cough drops?
Yeah.
Or did he take?
No.
Or did he take a single package off, drop it on the floor, and pee on it?
He was peeing on the rack.
He was peeing on the rack
of
cough
all
drops.
The cough drops. He was peeing on the halls, peeing on the Ludens, peeing on all the cough drops. He probably some Ricolas.
Hmm. You think he was just looking to pee at whatever aisle was handy? Was it like in the middle of the store? Do you think he was seeking out cough drops, or he was just like, I'm going to go and pee in an aisle? You know, because, you know, the cough drops might be beside the point. He might just, you know, just wanted to pee in a store on an aisle.
I saw a lady come up and just poop in the aisle.
Yeah.
She just like, no, it took her like literally two seconds.
Two seconds to poop in a butt?
She walked around the corner and there was like one of those coolers that's not enclosed that has like butter and stuff in it. And she just like pulled her pants down, knelt down, pulled her pants back up and kept walking. No wipe. Just like.
I saw somebody do that in a store one time.
Are you kidding
me? They pulled their pants down. And they pooped, and they walked away, and then someone else walked up to that
and ate it,
and bent down and put it in their butt.
They pooped back and forth?
Yep. No, she picked up the poop and shoved it into her own butt.
That's pretty much pooping back and forth either way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not doing it like ass to ass.
Yeah.
Like you should. That's the proper way to poop back and forth is ass to ass.
The human
ass
poop-a-peed.
Ass. Ass to centipoop. Ass. No. Yeah. It's a human centipoop.
You know what people are doing with their coffee these days?
Besides drinking it?
They're putting butter in it.
Butter?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I put some butter in my...
Butter and coconut oil?
I put butter in my scrambled eggs.
Did you?
Well, like, I scramble the butter into the eggs and milk.
Yeah. It
makes them fluffier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, but would you put
it... That's funny you'd say that, because I was just going to say what's wrong with that, because you were looking at me weird for a second.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But why would you put butter in your coffee?
To make it... Like, worse for you physically, so you could, like, die faster of, like, cholesterol or diabetes? Because coffee's going to kill you. Maybe it makes you shit less. I've heard from a lot of coffee drinkers that coffee makes you shit like a shitter.
It can, I suppose. It depends on how much you drink.
What if you drink 4 12-ounce cups in the morning before work?
Then you're going to shit before you get there.
That's what I'm talking about. He's a coffee shitter.
Yep.
He's a coffee shitter.
You just got to eat a lot of bananas to plug that up.
Coffee and bananas sounds so gross, dude. Just like,
but if you eat the bananas whole, it'll plug it up for a while.
I've heard if you just stuff the bananas...
Plug up your intestines and the coffee won't go through.
I've heard that if you just stuff the bananas up your ass, then it plugs up your hole. And then you don't don't have diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I heard if you put a banana peel in your butt when you fart, it'll like... spray like do like a twirly motion. You know,
never...
when you get those little stringy things on the handlebars of your bikes.
I thought you meant on the handle of your banana.
Well, no, on the handlebar of your bike. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're called stringy things on your handlebars.
Yeah, that's what it'll be like when you put a banana peel in your butt.
That's worse than having crack up your ass.
Uh-huh.
Or a gun that you're shooting at cops with from your butt.
Yep.
Huh. Hey, did you get...
People will also slip a lot easier if they end up trying to walk in your butt. They'll slip on the banana peel before they can get there.
In order to slip up someone's butt, you'd probably have to have a good amount of anal gaping going on.
Well, you would if you put a banana peel in there.
Well, banana peel is not very hard or firm.
No.
You can't really get any gaping action with that. You kind of got to have firm fingertips for the gape.
Well, it depends on how you put it in there. If you put it in there sideways.
Have you heard of a vape pin, right?
Uh-huh.
They've got these new things called gape pins.
Uh-huh.
You stick them up a woman's, or whatever. Stick them up someone's ass, and then you just, you blow up their ass. You can put Coke in it. Stevie Nicks endorses it.
Oh, all right.
It's called the Coke Blower. Actually, some people on the streets call it a snow blower just to be like a code name, just so they wouldn't get a drug reference, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a new thing. You should look for it on the black market. Did you get mad? I'm changing the subject.
I did. I'm pissed.
About them not wanting to change, or they do want to change the Redskins, or did they change it?
I don't give a shit.
Did we already talk about that last week?
It's not my fight.
It kind of is.
Is it? Doesn't matter to me. Really.
I know. Do you think it should matter to other Native Americans?
It's their own personal choice.
Jim Norton's pissed. He's not even an Indian. He's mad. And he slammed the piece of shit.
Who? Daniel Gibbs or whatever?
I guess. It doesn't say... It says comedian Jim Norton slammed the hunk of shit MSNBC for not saying Redskins. He's just trying to get attention.
He slammed them for not saying Redskins?
Yeah, because didn't they change it to something else?
I don't know.
SportsRS.com.
I don't know. Didn't the NFL say they have to change it or something?
I know that Congress and Obama were making a big deal about it and spending a lot of time on deciding whether they're going to call it the Redskins when they should really be worrying about, like, war and famine.
I'm sure they spend time on it, too.
Poverty. No, they don't. Don't give me your Obama backing bullshit. He's an Obama backer. Ah, just kidding. I actually...
I asked him to back it up.
I might have mentioned this last week, but I like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like mentioning it. I troll people. I bait them. Mm-hmm. I bait them and troll. It's called the bait and troll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, hey, those people who boast stuff about Obama all the time make me laugh because mm-hmm. you can't do nothing about it. And then they say, well, I'll have you in stitches all day
because mm-hmm.
I'm going to post that shit all day. Obama! Fucking Obama! He's fucking it up for the white man. Tell you what, boy, the white man used to have it easy. Now the white man's got it so hard. First world problems and a third world mentality. Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show.
Everybody got a hard because they're alive.
Everybody's got a hard because they're alive?
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy statement. You know what I heard?
What?
The word.
Bird?
I heard the word.
Bird?
No, I heard a funny, it's not funny, but it's a statement that kind of hit home with me a little bit, and maybe you guys will feel it too. I believe the statement was, satisfaction is the death of desire. Think
sure.
about it.
Sure. All right.
Because once you're satisfied, what do you want? And when do you want it? You got it. I'm satisfied. That was awesome. I've got a lovely wife. I got a house. I'm totally satisfied. Guess I'll just sit at home. You got to want more.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, the death of desire.
Well, of course. Satisfaction means you've already got what you desired.
I can't get. No. Uh-huh.
Like, say, your desire was a Snickers bar. You got your Snickers bar. You're satisfied.
Oh, Snickers satisfied.
So, of course, you don't have a reason to want a Snickers bar anymore.
And without desire, there's no will to live.
Unless you want a Snickers bar for tomorrow.
Well, some people like to stick one up their ass and save it.
Mm-hmm.
I only know two people have ever done that.
Because it satisfies.
It does. And it's got nuts.
Mm-hmm. Why not satisfies?
Peanuts. It is the best of both worlds, in case you couldn't hear that. It is.
It is the best of both worlds, mostly because Sammy Hagar said.
That was, yeah, but he was told to say that by Eddie Van Halen.
Did he write that song? He wrote the lyrics to that?
Yeah, he was talking about being married to Valerie Bertinelli and still getting blowjobs from fans on the road.
What's he say after he says, best of both the worlds?
She sucks dick like a queen, and so does that lady from backstage.
That's what he said? That's the lyrics?
Well, they changed it after it got popular on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember what they changed.
I think he says,
that's it. That's it. What does that translate to in Hagarisms?
I don't know. Did you know a nuclear war would boost property values?
No, but I'm sweating now again. And now it's Friday on the show, and it's cloudy again.
Is it cloudy?
It's cloudy in 75. Mark my words.
Have you ever seen a cloud coming down on a Sunday?
No, but I saw a ring around the sun, a.k.a. halo, and I Googled it because my wife thought it meant something smart, but it didn't mean anything really except that it might rain pretty soon. It means that there's colder air above the atmosphere of the warmer air, and it causes a weird halo around the sun.
I thought it meant that the sun had a hula hoop.
It's a hulu. Hulu.
Oh, do you have a hula hoop?
No.
That's where you got to keep this hoop going to get your TV.
No, if you get the hula hoop, you can record several episodes into the hooper.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Hulu Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the Dish Network Hopper, which I'm still pissed at them because they use a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just rude to people who have one leg.
You know, at Match.com now, you can pay them money and they'll find people who look like your exes.
That's cool. I just got the greenlit. I got greenlit for my new website.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alternative to Match.com.
Uh-huh.
It's for skinnier people. It's called mm-hmm. Lighter.com.
Lighter.com?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No fatties mm-hmm. allowed. And just Lighter.com.
What about Zippo.com?
Lighter.com lasts way longer than Match.com. Match.com just burns out. The flame burns out on Match.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's
the lighters last longer for longer relationships.
And then my next month's website will be it's a new thing for Jenny's Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
It's called fuckafatty.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because fat girls need loving too.
Yep. They do.
The side page will be called We're Going Hogging Tonight. You guys ever go hogging?
No.
You remember Hagen Dazs?
Hagen Dazs. You got to get the almond ones.
Almond Hagen Dazs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hogging all the almonds in my Hagen Dazs hogging.
So would you put mashed potatoes in your coffee?
No, dude. I don't fucking... You know what I put in my coffee?
Mountain Dew.
Fucking garbage.
You put garbage in your coffee?
Yeah, and then I put my coffee in the garbage because I don't drink that shit. I fucking hate coffee, dude. Coffee's gross. I don't like it.
You make a cup of coffee, and then you put garbage in it, and then you dump your coffee into the garbage?
Yeah.
Man, you got a lot of time on your hands.
That's what happens when you don't have a job. And why do I need coffee if I don't have a job? Even when I had a job. So
why are you making coffee and then putting your garbage in it?
Because where else am I going to put my garbage? I got three garbage cans.
In
I got one.
Tea?
I got two at the car wash and one at my house, one inside the house. So that's actually four garbage cans. It's only so much coffee. I've got this really big thermos, though.
It's
quite a bit of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's coffee garbage. I just call it coffage.
Coffage.
It's good shit. You can get more protein from it, too, because sometimes it'll be like a fish stick or french fry in there.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken finger or, you know.
A chicken fry.
Chicken fucking whatever, you know.
Have you ever had a chicken fry?
I've had but I saw Swanson's Hungry Meal or whatever they're called, and it was chicken fried chicken. What the fuck's that? Like a chicken fried steak, but it was chicken. It was chicken fried chicken. I don't know if it was a misprint or what, but it was funny because I've never heard of chicken fried chicken. All new chicken fried chicken.
Oh, that's weird.
Not to be confused with chicken fried steak. It should have been a steak fried chicken.
The chicken fried steak has nothing to do with chicken.
Yeah, it does. It's got like a breaded outside like chicken does. That's why they call it a chicken fried steak, in my opinion, is because they put it in like tempura or whatever, and it makes like a crust on the outside, like chicken skin kind of. It's chicken fried steak. But to get a steak fried chicken, you just have to take a full unplucked chicken and put it in a skillet. Flip it once only, because otherwise, you know, a steak gets gross if you flip it more than twice. You can't press the juice out of it either.
Yeah. So you can't press juice out of anything.
It's called a steak fried chicken. Because if you press on the chicken with a spatula, sometimes
what it shits?
No, all the innards and stuff will...
Oh, if you press on a chicken?
Yeah, you ever try taking a full unplucked chicken in a fucking skillet and pressing on it with a spatula? It's messy, dude.
No, have you ever went...
Did you know that eggs come out of not their butt or their pussy, but it's actually a anus pussy on a chicken?
Mm.
I learned that this week.
You know...
Because when would a guy see, oh, weird white thing just came out of that chicken's ass. Let's eat it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it came out of her pussy. Nope, it's actually an
well. The egg
pussy.
Came first.
Nope, I don't believe so.
The egg came first because the eggs grow on trees.
What came first, the egg or the sperm?
There was the egg tree, and then when those eggs fell off,
originally
they became chickens.
Instead of chickens having eggs, like Eve actually used to shoot apples out of her ass pussy.
Mm-hmm. That was just an old parlor trick for the
That's
snake.
The forbidden fruit is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He also used to use the snake.
And then when Adam expressed his discontent to God because he didn't want fruit coming out of the nether regions, then God created the chicken. Chicken came first, then the egg.
They had the eggplant.
What do you plant to make an eggplant? An egg.
Mm-hmm. You had an egg.
After the chicken?
No. The chicken, you plant the egg.
Have you ever seen a chicken plant?
No.
Those grow wild in the fucking...
They come out of the eggs from the eggplant.
No, dude, I used to get chicken plants from the Serengeti Lee Desert.
The only chicken from the desert of the sea is Sara Lee.
Nobody doesn't like Serengeti Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you listen to Rush songs backwards, it talks a lot about desserts and stuff.
Wonging on the midnight train. Did you know Geddy Lee's real name is Hershey?
No, his name is Gary.
It's Hershey, Gary. but his brother
Hershey.
Yeah, his brother had a speech impediment, and he tried to say Hershey, and he said
Geddy. I thought it was his mom.
You know,
she had a strong Polish accent. Mm-hmm. Every time she'd say, to say Hershey, she'd say Getty.
Getting me a Getty bar.
Get me a Hershey.
Getting me a Getty bar.
I don't believe that story.
Then Alex Lifeson said,
"Son of life."
Yep, he said, "Alex." Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he drop the E from his name and just be Alex?
That's pretty trendy.
Alex. Gotta be somebody that does that, right?
I think Alex from Fudge Tunnel might have done that on the...
Alex.
On that album he did with the Max Cavalera called Nail Bomb. He might have been Alex. Formerly known as Al. I'm Alex. Alex P.
What was Frankenstein's first name?
Frank. Duh. Middle initial N. Last name Stein.
Frankenfurter.
That was his cousin from another mother.
Mm-hmm. That was Tim Curry.
Dude, Curry smells bad.
Frankenfurter, Tim Curry.
I know. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Hey, did you hear that the Evil Dead musical is coming to the Wildest Theater in Springfield?
Who now what is it?
I blew your mind.
You just did an Evil Dead Wildest Theater.
Evil Dead the musical is coming to Springfield at the Wildest Theater.
Hmm. That's wild-ish.
I just wonder how they're going to do the tree rape scene.
Tree rape.
Remember when she gets raped by the tree roots?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Nay means nay.
Nay.
She's like, I just had a really intimate encounter with an oak tree. Rush was right the whole song. There's inbred in the forest. There's trouble with the trees.
He's living on fish islands.
Living on a fish island among the Serengeti.
Is there an island on the Serengeti? What's your favorite desert from New Hampshire?
The Voss Desert. Storm.
I don't think there is any deserts in New Hampshire. Dude.
How would you know? Have you ever been there? No, you haven't. So don't Google it because it's...
Well, Helen Keller hasn't been there either.
To New Hampshire?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
And yeah. Frank.
She used to fly all over the place, and we wondered how they fooled her into it. Like, They just set her in a chair and like... Right, 20,000. We're going to be flying at about 30,000 feet today, and you might hit a little bit of turbulence once we get up to about 40,000 feet. And please return your stewardess to her original upright position.
Have you been watching Orange Black?
We still have 4 episodes to go.
What happened?
We're going to be having some turbulence at about 30,000 feet. And no, what happened?
You got...
She's on furlough. She got 40 ounces of furlough.
Oh, yeah.
And then she went back to what's-his-name's house from American Pie, dude, Jason Biggs.
Uh-huh.
And then it's weird. It's weird because... And I don't think we finished that episode because my wife was falling asleep. So I guess we have 4.5 episodes to go. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where we're at.
All right.
You watched the whole thing.
I remember when she got on furlough.
She was really surprised.
Everybody wanted to kill her.
Yeah, they did want to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got a stuffy nose, bro.
Well, you might be a bird.
Why is that?
I don't know.
That don't make no fucking sense to me, man.
Hmm. What's your preferred type of plunger?
A toilet?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was my answer.
Oh.
A toilet plunger.
You got your standard wood-handled one, right?
I don't prefer those so much anymore.
And then you got the...
I don't care about the handle.
The fandangled one that, like, goes into the play the bowl thing.
Yeah, and it'll fold, like, up inside of itself.
Some, yeah, like an accordion-style thing.
Well, ours kind of has that thing that will go down into the hole, but then when you plunge it out, it usually folds back up to where it will set flat,
uh-huh.
but then it traps water in there, so you, it's kind of gross. You kind of
you're like
inside there and get the water out. Otherwise, it gets
water,
like,
and poop.
Yeah, sometimes you get a turd caught up in there.
Ooh. How many floaters make a turd?
I don't know, but you guys are so lucky that you don't have women living here.
How many floaters make a turd? Why is that?
Because it's fucking gross sometimes, those girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not my wife, because she had all of her innards cut out a long time ago, like a smart woman. They don't need all that fucking blood and stuff coming out of their pussy. That's gross. And then you mm-hmm. take this big old piece of cotton and fucking stuff a rat tail up your pussy. Mm-hmm,
a cigarette for your vagina.
Yeah, and then you just leave the fucking butt in the toilet. Dude, that's gross. When I go to take a piss and I go in the bathroom and there's a big old bloody tampon laying like a snake on the fucking bowl. I felt like throwing up and yelling.
How
at
did
people.
That even happen?
Because there's this. I know she.
Okay.
She's fucking gross. I don't care. I don't care who listens to this. She needs to take a bath. She's not going to listen to this. But yeah. She's a little bit overweight, and people mm-hmm. who are overweight need to wash more often than once every 4 or 5 days. And when you take a tampon out of your bloody pussy, you don't need to flush twice, maybe. Or mm-hmm. you do need to flush twice, maybe. But yeah, and sometimes, one time there was a fucking, like a drop of, like a, I call it a blood trail, because it was a trail of blood. Like, down the front of the bowl of the toilet. Like, because I'm saying...
Dude, you're blowing my mind in a way that I didn't want it to be blown.
I'm sorry it's getting real on a Friday here, but this girl...
Dude, you're getting real.
She's so big that she can't fit on the thing, so she might not know where it's coming out on the bottom half or whatever, and sometimes she's too far up to the front of the seat, or who knows, but... yeah, so long story too long already. You guys are lucky you don't live here with girls.
Yeah, you might be a bird.
And I kind of feel sorry for Hans, because I know he lives with at least one girl. It's his wife. And he has a daughter, too. Does he have a daughter or just two sons? Do you know? Hans, do you got a son and a daughter? Or just a daughter? Or you got a son and a son? And a wife? Oh, well. If you have a daughter, just wait till she gets older. She'll be leaving tampons in your toilet. Unless you train her up mm-hmm. good right now. All right, we're going to What's in Hans' CD player. Because for the last 2.5 minutes, it got really weird. That's the way we like it around here. Okay.
Did you know if you related names to Hans are Jack,
Gretel,
Ian,
Fred,
Joan, and Joe?
How are they related? Cousins?
Because it says on Wikipedia.
Are they cousins?
They're related by Wikipedia.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So that means his name could be that, or those names are just related?
It's short for John.
Oh, John.
Originally.
Oh, Johnny Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Fred Jochumson.
Hansel means little Hans.
Little Hansy. Hansel. And Gretel means little Gret. Okay, I called it. I called on the phone. Mm-hmm. He's theming out. Hans is theming out all week. All
right.
We should make a meme, a theme meme, saying that Hans is thematic. Because mm-hmm. Monday he was listening to Celtic Frost. Wednesday he was listening to Triptychon.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's listening to Apollyon Sun.
Apollyon Sun.
Which is also a band fronted by Tom G. Warrior from Celtic Frost and Triptychon. Interesting title for this album, God Leaves and Dies.
Hmm.
That's what we've all been waiting
God
for, right?
God leaves and dies.
Yeah.
So...
say, hey, God, why don't you leave and die?
Yeah, and then there would be nothing to go to. When you die...
And I was listening to more Not Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the... Actually, so yeah, what's in CD player today? Queens of the Stone Age original self-titled CD, which is so much different, dude. If you listen to that first Queens of the Stone Age CD, and then you listen to their latest one, such a vast difference.
Yeah, the difference of Nick.
Not just that, the vast arrangements, all the musical instruments, and they just have more time in the studio to add things and add harmonies and different instruments and stuff. But I like to go back to that original Queens of the Stone Age as much as I can to remember what they were. Mm-hmm. Even though I like their new shit, you know. That new album, that one song, won me $30, so. We went to the tavern and ate a free burger.
Free boy good.
Well, it wasn't free. It cost $10.
$30?
No, it was $7.50. It's not too bad there. Did you know that Lance's sister, Steph, now works at the Brownsville Saloon?
I did.
I already told you that?
Yep. All
right. She cooked me a burger last night. And some tater tots.
Did you know Albert Einstein's son was named Hans Albert Einstein?
No.
Yep, that is truth.
That's weird, because I used to call Hans that.
Hans Albert Einstein?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're real smart. Who are you, Hans Albert Einstein?
That's Hans Albert's son.
Hey, he used to work at Albertson's.
Yep.
Hans did. No, he worked at Circle K with Circle K Ray.
There was a German footballer.
Footballer?
Yep, his name was Hans Jorgbutt.
That's really close, because I don't know how many of you know this, but Hans changed his name when they moved to America. His name was Hans Jockenbutt.
Really? Hans Jockenbutt?
Yeah. That's why he might be loosely related to Hans Jorgbutt. It might be Jorgboot.
Yeah, it might be. He was a German footballer.
Jorgbooten! Yeah. I will put Jorgboot in Jorg football. Footballer. Is that soccer or football? German footballer. That's football, or is that soccer?
It's football, parentheses, soccer.
Did it say that? Or is
yep,
it football?
That's what it said. Football.
Soccer.
Parentheses, soccer.
Football?
Just get soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's F-U-T-B-O-L. Football. Goal! Have they been saying that on the TV during the World
Cup? I don't watch that.
Two Girls World Cup. You don't watch Two Girls World Cup?
Nope. Nope. Do you watch Monk?
Goal! No, but I've watched it enough to know that he's OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Goal!
He's Monk.
Who's Monk?
Yep.
Isn't he work?
Flames only likes movies or roles that Tony Shaw plays. You know him, right?
No. It's the guy that plays Monk?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Tony Shalhoub. Okay. That's his name.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But Flames only likes movies in which he dies violently.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep, like
fucking
Men of
brutal.
Death, because Men in Black.
That means you like that movie called John Dies in the End.
Because Tony Shalhoub dies a violent death at the end.
John dies.
No, just Tony Shalhoub.
John. I'm just fucking with you guys.
Dude, that guy always had
Seen him in Monk. Only. I've only watched that twice ever. Just kidding.
Dude, he's been in other things.
I've never seen him.
Did he have that one guy played his captain?
You know, you guys who listen to the show often, you should do a drinking game or a smoking game, whatever you prefer. And every time we say that one guy, whoa, what's that noise? Hear that?
Yeah.
Was that me?
That was fucking weird, dude. I'm fucking freaking out right now. Ah!
No, but every time we say, or mostly Gatch, every time he says that one guy, you take
it. That's my shtick.
I know. That's why I'm saying drink it up. Every
drink
time
it
he
up.
Says
drink
it
up.
Drink bomb water.
Tony Shalhoub, that one guy, he was in that movie, and I know you've seen this. Barton Fink.
I have seen Barton
Fink. All right. You saw that. You've seen him in other movies.
He looks kind of like.
You watched Honeymoon in Vegas.
No, I didn't.
You watched Addams Family Values.
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch Addams Family Values?
I probably did, but I didn't pay attention to
all
it.
All right. You watched Men in Black.
I did.
You watched Galaxy Quest.
Okay.
You did? With Tim Allen?
No.
Oh. I'm going to bust you on that one.
I don't know any of those.
The Man Who Wasn't There. You saw that one.
Yeah, in black and white with Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm. He played Freddie Reidenschneider.
Okay.
He was nominated for something there. He was in Spy Kids.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3D. He was in Cars. You saw that one. He was in 1408.
Stop.
He was in Cars 2, and he was in movie 43. And he plays Splinter in the voice of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Stop.
He was also in Wings.
Well,
also in a special guest in that show Dinosaurs. You remember that?
Yeah.
Not the mama.
Mama.
Not the mama.
Mama.
We talked about that just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Hey, and if you're looking to get sucked off through a glory hole, you can always go to Craigslist. There's a post right now.
Mm-hmm.
Salem, if you want to get sucked off through my glory hole, please be 18 to 25 and send a face pic. That's all you got to do is send a face pic. And be 18 to 25. Can that even be real? Anyone once sucked off through my glory hole, please be 18 to 25 and send a face pic. That's fucking low, like not much criteria there.
Tony Shalhoub played...
Quit it!
He was in a video game, Cars. Cars Meter National Championship, Cars Race-O-Rama, and Cars 2 video game.
That one guy?
Tony Shalhoub.
Ari Shaffir?
Mm-hmm.
What was that one word you were saying last week?
Shalhoub. Shalhoub. Shalhoub.
M. Night Shalamalama.
M. Night Shalamanana.
We're going to do it our way, yes, our way.
Should cover that song, M. Night Shalamanana.
Na, 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 na.
M. Night Shalamanana.
Goodbye. I see dead people. Who was it? Oh, Mike came up with it. He's like, hey, you got 6 cents?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I see dead people. And he's like, what?
Oh, did you spoil the movie for him?
No, but I spoiled it because I only had 3 cents and he was trying to get enough to buy a soda.
Did you watch that movie when it was unspoiled?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was dead.
Did you ever watch it a second time?
I did.
Did you know he was dead the second time you watched it?
Yes.
Me too.
And did you notice the red doorknob and all the secret clues?
Yeah. And did you notice every once in a while Brad Pitt would flash in? Like in between frames.
Yeah, and Ashton Kutcher. Those guys are like, burr.
Yep.
Because that's when Ashton was just starting to fuck his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hanging around the set to see when Bruce was coming home. He's like, I see red people. Why are they red? I don't understand.
What's your favorite Mike Myers movie?
Groovy, baby.
Really?
No, I've never even watched any of those.
Cat in the Hat?
No, I'm going to say...
Garfield.
No, I don't...
Wait, that was Bill Murray.
I haven't liked any of those that you've mentioned so far. It's probably going to have to be the shittiest, the best of all the shit. Wayne's World.
The best of all the shit.
It's the best of all the shit. Probably so, Wayne's World.
All right. Did you ever see...
What's your favorite Jimmy Fallon movie? Taxi Driver?
Whatever that Herbie? Was.
No, there's a taxi with a... What's her name?
Is that the only movie he was in?
Queen
Latifah. Don't laugh. Tom Lennon wrote that movie.
That ruined his career. But wait, now he has the Tonight Show, so I guess it didn't ruin his career.
All right,
fuck,
so,
dude, I'm sweaty now.
What about your favorite Martin short movie?
It's not a movie; it's a character. Ed Grimley, I must say, my favorite character. I must say, no,
he's a weird guy.
I liked his Jiminy Glick.
That was weird.
He did. If it's still on there, there's a Netflix red carpet thing from 2008, and he's like interviewing like Dwight Schrute and some other people. Not Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson or whatever.
I saw a couple of the early interviews when it was still the Martin Short show, and then people didn't know that
it was him.
Yeah, like they didn't think that he was going to be there or whatever. He just his ratings were so bad that he just would dress up as that character to host his show for the day.
It's so funny how he
and he got better ratings.
Climb up on the chair and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, I'm going to ask some questions here. He's all fat. He's
always
all
eating a donut.
And he's like, okay. Yeah, I like Jiminy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
But that one guy, Ross, he's almost like that guy for in real life, though.
Ross?
Yeah, hello, Ross.
Oh, God, that guy is so gay.
Mm-hmm. He's he like the real
like
Jiminy
Chelsea
Glick.
Lately, kind of. That's where I used to see him all the time. Hello, Ross. Why is he so gay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do gay men have to talk like women? Not all of them do. Do you think they do it on purpose so people will know?
Yeah, so they don't have to explain So they don't have to explain it to people.
Don't try to fuck me if you're a girl, because I'm a faggot. What if Mr. T was a faggot? Hey, come here. Squeeze my dick, fucking rip your ass cheeks off. Wait, that was backwards.
Have you ever had any recent ghost stories?
No. Keep thinking that Yancey's paranormal investigators are going to come down and check out the Brownsville Saloon and the Brownsville Car Wash, because those are both supposed to be haunted.
Mm-hmm.
But they just thought the car wash was haunted by all the dead bands that used to practice there. By the ghost of dead bands. I'm dead Casey Kasem. Do you think Casey Kasem's going to come back and haunt those pesky kids now?
I think so.
It wasn't a monster after all. It was Mr. Kasem, the owner of the Top 40 show. He's like, you pesky kids.
Do people even do a Top 40? Is there even a Top 40? Do they even do a Top 40? I mean, can you even hear a Top 40 show anymore?
I don't think
on the radio?
Not where they play the Top 40 in a row or anything. I mean, they play Top 40 all day.
All day. But remember, they used to do the Top 40 countdown where they put them in some random number order.
They were usually in right order. Today at number 40 is Robert John with Sad Eyes.
Sad Eyes, you knew there'd come a day.
Coming up next is number 39 with Ambrosia. That's when I used to listen to it. And today at number 39 on our countdown is a special long-distance dedication. The Bee
Wild
Gees.
Wild West.
How deep is your love? It's as deep as your vagina will go, because that's what Casey Kasem told me when I was a kid.
That's what he said?
Yeah. How deep is your love, Bee Gees? Duh. That's a sexual question. I refuse to talk about that. They're a band.
I always thought they said, how good are your drugs?
How good are your drugs? Are your drugs? How deep are your jugs? How steep is your mud?
How steep is your mud?
Okay, what else do we got to say?
Yeah, I watched King and Queens the other day, and Arthur walked in the room, and he said, I want to watch Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers?
Yeah.
Is that on Netflix now, I wonder?
Crank Yankers?
I haven't watched that for years.
No, I haven't watched it in years either.
Jim Florentine's pretty funny.
I haven't seen it on forever. Okay. I don't think it's on Netflix. There's a lot of stuff not on Netflix because there's not a lot of things I want to watch on Netflix.
But there's a lot of stuff on Netflix that isn't on Netflix.
Not a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Do you ever realize how much stuff...
There's that one pedophile movie.
Hey. Did you hear about the new Bobcat Goldthwait movie?
Which one?
Willow Creek.
It's not out yet, that is it?
It's screened in special areas so far.
I'm going to go get me a copy.
Don't do it. Hey, don't forget, July 3rd through the 6th, Ian Carmel returns to Portland to headline Helium Comedy Club.
Dude, he's going to be lighting off firecrackers.
I'm telling him to grow up.
You tell him next 4th of July, go to a place that allows special fireworks.
Yeah, special Jewish fireworks.
Yeah, but you can light crackers on your stage if it's part of the act, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You can smoke a cigarette if you're Doug Stanhope.
You know, if you're part of your act, all you got to do is make a joke about it, and then it's funny, and you can smoke on stage.
Yeah, for the most part, legally. But It's at the discretion of the venue owner, pretty much. If they say, hey, put that out or we're not paying you. Don't joke about the nuclear reactor or tweakers.
Yeah.
Or we're not paying you. That's why you don't want the tweakers to know how much copper's in the reactor or what?
Like, what if you light your hair on fire?
I do.
And then you do a Carrot Top's act while your hair is on fire.
My hair won't burn that long. It's fast burning.
Fast burning hair?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I tried it out last couple Christmases ago.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Hang out under the Christmas tree and fall asleep?
No, I was standing in front of the mantle, and my chestnuts were roasting on an open fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a candle on the mantle.
The candle on the mantle.
And my hair was in a ponytail, and then it caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen my reflection in the mirror and said, my fucking hair's burning. And then the kid said, hey, Mom, Tara's hair's on fire. And she said, I'm fucking cooking dinner. And then I went, and there was a bunch of my hair on the floor. And then she came out and she's like, what's that fucking smell? It smells like burning hair. It's a candle on the mantle, yeah. And that's the story of my Elton John Christmas. From
I used to, when I worked around those heat strips, every once in a while I'd smell hair burning. And I'd realize, and I'd have to do the quick sweep to make sure my whole head wasn't on fire just in case.
And then I'd realize it was my head that was burning.
Yep.
Oh, that reminded me. Are you familiar with Maria Bamford?
Mm-hmm. Remember Mia, the Maria Bamford Highway?
Dude, her new special is in her living room to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's I guess weird. It's not that new, but it's new on Netflix. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's her. It's like a 3 or 4 camera thing, but it's in her living room. And she's just got like this thing.
Do her parents laugh?
Yeah. They laugh a lot, but they're the only people in the audience. It's weird, and they're old. It's kind of like Harlan Williams doing his out in the middle of the desert for no one and getting heckled by a crow. He's like, hey, fuck you, crow, heckling me.
It was a planted crow, though.
You think so?
I know it.
Dude.
He planted a crow.
It was a murderer's row.
Mm-hmm.
There was 3 of them.
Dude, there was a place up in Portland, I think, that had a bunch of crows hassling them.
Yeah, it was a gang of blackbirds.
Yep, it was. There was. It was a gang of blackbirds. They were hanging up there, dude. And it was like, that. What was going on was that it's their time that they had their babies. And when they babies, they just like let them drop to the ground. And then they learned, after a few days, they learned to fly after they've been walking around.
Yeah.
Right? And so the crows will dive bomb people around because they're protective of the little guys on the ground.
Yeah.
So they were having a bad case of crows stealing food.
Bad case of stealing food.
And dive bombing crows at them.
No bird gonna dive bomb crow.
And it's illegal to poison the crows and the birds.
Really?
It is. Mm-hmm.
How would you do it if you did?
You'd count them.
No, how would you poison them?
Count them.
I count them?
Yeah, you count them first.
Okay, say there's 4 crows.
All right.
Okay.
Then you'd go 1, 2, 3, 4.
I already did that.
And then you'd poison them.
How do you poison them? Oh, you go to count them. Okay. This fast forward the tape.
Kill them. You poison them.
With what?
Strychnine? No, you use acid.
Battery acid or like
no,
drugs
like
acid?
Drugs
LSD?
Acid.
Oh.
LSD, dude. Imagine if you gave LSD to a bird.
Dude, it'd be awesome because they can fly already.
I know, dude. What would they fly into? What would they fly away from? Imagine if you could fly, dude, and you're just flying around, right? And all of a sudden you see like a dragon.
I think it'd be safer for birds to fly on acid because if they were on the top ledge of a building and they thought they could fly... They
no,
could.
I'm talking about
that
like
way they wouldn't get the bum rap that acid gets for like man plunges to his death high on LSD.
Yeah, but if you were flying around in the sky and you saw thought you saw a dragon, you know, I mean that could be dangerous.
But if you were a bird?
Yeah, exactly. That would be dangerous.
And if you took 3 hits of acid, you'd just not be a bird.
Would a bird do anything to a bird brain though? I guess that would be the first thing. So you'd have to run a test on a bird in a cage.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a bird in a cage.
On acid.
On acid. It's a burden in my cage.
Yeah.
It's a burden in my hand. Okay. That's a good enough time to say, hey, you guys, this is a big weekend. It's 3 days.
Yep.
It's not a three-day weekend. I'm just kidding. Today's Friday. Come to Denny's tonight. Chris Castle is going to be there. Come to Sam Bond's tomorrow. That's in Eugene, 407 Blair Boulevard. And then the next night, come to the Black Forest, 50 East 11th. I haven't been there for months.
I know.
And that's where I first did comedy, so I'm like having a full circle. So come
full
out.
Full circle.
Chris Castle and friends, including Andy Andrus from The Man Show. That's what everybody says, but he was never on it. He just wrote for it.
He wrote for it.
And he had an HBO thing that never aired with the Jim Norton special. It's funny when people use those credits for him when they're really not real. But whatever. I use fake credits, too.
Yep. I was once on Rowan and Martin.
I was on 3 episodes of Growing Pains.
I remember that, dude.
Yeah, right before Leo DiCardo and Capricorn.
It was weird when they changed over from using you and then Leo took over that role.
Leonardo DiCapricone.
Yep.
He's such a DiCapricone.
Camping cone.
He's got a camping cone on his ass. That's when you go camping and you hurt your ear, and then you have to put one of those cones like the dogs wear.
I saw a movie he was in, and man, it didn't seem like, I didn't think that movie was that long ago.
What was it?
And,
the Island?
But he was fucking young.
Was it called The Island?
No, it was...
Gilbert Grape?
No, it was after that. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Well,
that was Clint Eastwood,
The Good, the Quick, and the Dead.
Oh, okay. With Sharon Stallone?
Yeah, Sharon Stallone. And Martin, Lawrence, Stephen.
It wasn't Kanye West in that, too.
It was Gene Hackman.
Oh, yeah, and Stacey Keach.
Yeah, and those guys were facing off. But, dude, that movie's like 20 years old now, and I remember watching that in the theaters. In fact, it was probably one of the last movies I saw in the theaters.
No, it was a different Western.
Oh, yeah.
It's called True Grit.
True Grit.
That's what I get when I've been working outside in the dust. I get True Grit on
you
my
get
neck.
True Grit?
That's what kind of sandpaper I use when I'm sanding down my dead body parts.
Two grit?
Yep. You got 80 grit and 100 grit. This is 2 grit. It's super coarse.
Yeah, 2 grit.
It just like takes your
it's
skin
like
right
boulders glued just, on paper.
It's just a paper full of boulders. Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. I tried to get Jerry Murphy to come on the show this week, but he's busy with family and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's what she said.
He's going to come back maybe next week.
Maybe.
If you don't hurry up, dude, we're not even going to have you on the show. And since you never listen, you ain't going to know that we're threatening you right now.
I know. Come on. All right. Jerry Murphy.
So, yeah, I hope to see you guys out at some of the shows this week. I got a fucking spit bubble forming in my throat.
Spit bubble's that, coming up.
And it's causing me to sound... All right, so thanks for listening, you fellas and you ladies. We'll
and
see
don't
you.
Don't forget to rock on.
Oh, send us money. Go to takecastpodcast.com. We'll see you Monday.
Rock on.
Hey, Metal.